Leading the news this morning, and as Michael just mentioned, trade and human rights have dominated Julie Gillard's talks with China's Premier Wen Jiabao. The Prime Minister raised the attention of Australian businessman Stern Hu and Matthew Ng. She expressed concerns about a recent crackdown on human rights in China. Ms Gillard was also keen to push along negotiations for a free trade agreement between the two countries. A UN report has found that both sides in Sri Lanka's civil war might be guilty of war crimes. The UN says heavy shelling by the Sri Lankan government may have killed tens of thousands of civilians. It also accuses the Tamil Tigers of using civilians as human shields. Britain and the US are considering sanctions against Syria in an effort to stop the violence there. France and Italy are also calling for international action, and there have been fresh reports of violence in the city of Deraa, where the government has sent in the army to quash those protests. The federal government is struggling to regain control at the nation's detention centres. Another rooftop protest has now begun, this time at the Christmas Island Detention Centre. And there are similar protests at Villawood and Curtin. It's also emerged an asylum seeker at Villawood has been assaulted by fellow inmates. And 5,000 uniform and undercover police have been assigned to the royal wedding in one of Britain's biggest ever security operations. The country has lifted its threat level to severe, and that's the second highest on the 5-point scale. Police have also appealed to the public to be their eyes and their ears at the big event.